AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Check your freezer. Bluebell Creameries is recalling all of its products after two samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for listeriosis.
Bluebell's chief executive issued a statement saying the company can't say with certainty how the bacteria was introduced to the manufacturing line. The first recall in the family-owned creamery's 108-year history was issued last month when the Centers for Disease Control linked ice cream contaminated with listeriosis to three deaths at a Kansas hospital. The recall extends to retail outlets in 23 states and international locations. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Baltimore's top police officials, mayor, and prosecutor are working to calm a community on edge while the investigation continues into the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray. Police Chief Anthony Betts.
I am asking for calm and to allow the process to work its way through.
Gray suffered a fatal spine injury while under arrest. Six officers have been suspended, but investigators say they still don't know how it happened. A U.S. aircraft carrier is heading toward Yemeni waters to prepare to intercept any Iranian vessels carrying arms to rebels in Yemen.
The aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is now steaming toward the area, part of a beefed-up Navy presence in response to reports an Iranian convoy is heading for Yemen, possibly carrying arms for Houthi rebels. Here at the Pentagon, Colonel Steve Warren says the region is tense.
We believe that it's prudent to ensure that we've got the ability to address any emerging threats that may come up.
Officials won't speculate what the Navy vessels might do as the Iranian ships approach or what the response would be if Iran were to deny a request to board one of them. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Fierce storm hitting Australia's southeast, including Sydney. It's destroyed homes, flooded communities, and may have led to the deaths of three people. This is AP Radio News. The TSA is tightening security when it comes to people who work for airlines or at airports.
The changes were prompted by a gun smuggling case involving a baggage handler in Atlanta. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says they include real-time recurring criminal background checks for aviation workers, including airline employees. Anyone in those two groups who are traveling as passengers will have to go through the same TSA screening as you and me. Airline workers who have access to secure areas will undergo fingerprint-based background checks every 2 years, and the number of ways you can get into secure areas will be reduced. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Well, apparently not everybody could handle all the pot smoke at HempFest 420 event in Seattle. The origins of the number 420 as a code for marijuana are murky. Fans of the drug have long marked April 20th as a day to enjoy pot. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.